This sermon has a disclaimer. The following message is disturbing. It may upset some sensitive individuals. Listen at your own risk. But the title of my message today, friends, is Haunted Hell, because I will present evidence to you that hell is indeed haunted. The Apostle Peter says so. For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment. Everywhere Jesus went in his earthly ministry, he encountered demonic activity. In Matthew 8:29, we read, "And behold, they cried out, saying, What have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou come hither to torment us before the time?" I have visited haunted cities like Savannah and Charleston. I have stayed at some haunted hotels. One was in the French Quarter in New Orleans, where a relative told me that the bed she was sleeping on began to jump and rise from the floor. I walked by her room and felt an evil presence. The other haunted hotel I stayed in was in Asheville, North Carolina. It's known for being haunted. You felt a presence in the room with you, like you were being watched. You had a eerie, sick feeling that something wasn't right. Demonic activity is always unsettling. I know what I'm talking about, friends, for I grew up in a haunted house. The house my family lived in was haunted. My family moved in there when I was 14 years old. We realized something was wrong. Our first week in the house, as strange happenings began to occur, the first time we realized our house was haunted was when my parents and I were sitting in the living room one evening and we heard heavy footsteps upstairs. It sounded like someone was slowly walking up and down the hallway above us. The footsteps were deliberate, heavy. We looked at each other in alarm, and my father tried to laugh it off by saying, "Spooks!" But we soon discovered it was no laughing matter. The next night, we heard the footsteps once again, and I rushed upstairs to see if an intruder was in the house. But if there was, I couldn't see him with my eyes. I just felt a chill down my spine. We would turn the volume up on the TV to try and drown out the dreadful plop, plop, plop of those haunting footsteps made by an unseen entity. Something terrible must have happened in that house, for we soon discovered that the worst was yet to come. There was a door beneath the stairwell that would suddenly erupt into the most violent pounding. It would stop you in your tracks and make the blood drain from your face when you heard that pounding begin on that door. All of a sudden, it was terrifying. One hot summer day, I was home alone when the pounding began on that door, and when it ceased, I rushed over to the door and opened it. A breeze of cold air came out upon me that was chilling, and I quickly shut the door, never to open it again. That house was crawling with demonic activity. I sure was glad when my family finally moved away. Hell is a haunted region full of demons. To be haunted in hell is someone's worst nightmare come true. You can't get out of hell. It's dark in there like a haunted house. The Bible speaks of hell as outer darkness. Are you afraid of the dark? Are you afraid of demons? Would you want to be shut up in a region full of demons and the damned screaming all around you? According to the Population Reference Bureau, there are more people dead than alive. They estimate that 100 billion people have died before us. If half of them went to hell, that means hell is a very crowded place with 50 billion lost souls crammed in there from every ancient civilization on earth, the dregs of every society shut up in there. Hell is a deafening region of the dead with billions and billions of lost souls screaming and crying at the top of their lungs. It would have the combined force of a nuclear blast of several thousand Hiroshimas. I was driving down a 2-lane country road one night, and there was a dog in the middle of the road that had been run over by a car. It was cut in two and dying and crying at the top of its lungs and horrible shrieks. It was an unsettling sound, one you can't get out of your mind. The shrieks of the damned in hell will unsettle you. Hell is a unsettling region, always in turmoil, full of terror, like dodging falling buildings in an earthquake or having a F5 tornado hit your house again and again, forever and ever. To be dropped into hell, fire, and eternal damnation is traumatic. Billions of souls wailing nonstop at the top of their lungs is deafening and uncontrollable, like buildings falling all around you in an earthquake. The floor constantly moves beneath you in hell, like snakes crawling over each other. Hell is dark. Hell is hot. Hell is suffocating. Hell is a bottomless pit with always room for one more. Hell is like being trapped in a house fire, engulfed with smoke and flames that you can never escape. My Bible declares in Luke's Gospel, in hell, he lift up his eyes, being in torments. Hell is a region of eternal misery and torments. The sudden shock of landing in hell is terrifying. We get a sense of this sudden horror from the prophet Isaiah, who writes, the sinners in Zion are afraid. Fearfulness has surprised the hypocrites. Who among us shall dwell with the devouring fire? Who among us shall dwell with the everlasting burnings? Once you are shut up in hell, the demons there will have access to you. They will tear at you and torment you and torture you, and no one will notice your danger or your pain, and no one will pay any attention to your cries for help, your shrieks, for all around you are the damned suffering the torments of a burning hell. But Jesus said, if thy right eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee, for it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell. But don't die in your sins, friend. If you do, you will surely be cast into that haunted hell. Your good works won't save you. Your good reputation won't save you. Your church membership won't save you. Only having your sins washed in the blood of the Lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ, you must come to Him and believe on Him. Jesus suffered on a bloody cross at Calvary so you could live. The cross is a place where men sought to get rid of Him. They drove nails into His hands and feet. They put a crown of thorns upon His head. But by His death, it becomes the place where a saving power flows out to all who come in repentance, confessing they are sinners, and own them as their Savior and Lord. Repent before it's too late.